Hey, it's Ryan Man coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. Want to give some thoughts on the bye week. So the Broncos signed Tim Patrick and Courtland Sutton to big deals, keeping them in Denver for the next few seasons. Now, it's interesting, after they both got signed, the first thing I thought was, this is a clear message to the Broncos quarterback in 2022. And unfortunately, I don't think it's Teddy B. I think if Teddy B was going to be the starter next year, we would have spent the money elsewhere. But this is a clear message to the Aaron Rodgers, the Russell Wilsons of the world. Hey, come here. We got talent. We got weapons. And they are signed and ready to go. Now, some people thought that signing the two of them. Now, I will say I was surprised. When we signed Tim Patrick, I thought, well, Courtland Sutton's out because we got Jerry Jeudy. And we have KJ Hamler coming back. But if you look at the deals, both deals basically expire right around the time that Jeudy will be due in a contract extension. So I think they very smartly went about it in terms of how they set up those contracts. And I don't think it means anything on Jeudy. I don't know if it means anything on KJ Hamler. Obviously, we have a crowded wide receiver room. We're not able to pay all four. But Tim Patrick, you know, listening to some of the other shows and stuff like that, he's really stepped up and become our go-to receiver. And I think Courtland Sutton will get back to that. I think he's still suffering from the torn ACL a little bit. I don't think the jump is there, the speed quite a bit that he used to have. I think it'll get there. I think he's still working. You know how they say sometimes you're still one season removed from being the player that you used to be. And I wonder if that's what it is with Sutton. But two very big targets. We still have Jeudy signed. We have KJ Hamler. Clearly, it is a message to whoever we bring in a quarterback next year that we will go ahead and be ready to compete. And it shows that we're ready to compete on offense. It shows that old philosophy of we're going to play solid defense and ball control offense. No. You're not spending the money on wide receivers like that if that's your plans going forward after this season. So, very interesting. Like I said, I was kind of expecting the Tim Patrick. The Courtland Sutton surprised me a little bit. But I definitely think you've heard all these rumblings about Broncos, you know, sending messages in one way or another without tampering to some of these quarterbacks that are looking to go elsewhere next season. And I think we've done a good job of that with this set of contracts. Also, Broncos, December 5th game, moved to Sunday Night Football against the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, there's something wrong when we're not on Sunday Night Football at least once every season. It just doesn't feel right. And we'll see where we are. We'll see if we're at 500 still. We have a losing record. What it looks like when we play the Chiefs on Sunday night. But I'd rather have the opportunity to be on the national stage. Yeah. We were on a Thursday night game. Come on. You know, that's a national stage because the NFL makes all the teams get on the national stage on Thursday night. Kind of like when we got the late Monday night game with the B crew, you know, those couple of years. So, cool to see us back on Sunday Night Football. Just feels right for the Broncos to be there. And another thing with the bye week, no coaching changes. No other major changes, which is what I thought. We're not going to make some huge changes to the coaching staff. We're not going to get rid of Fangio and put someone else in his place. I mean, it's still not the season we want, but we're at the same amount of wins right now we had all last season. And we're not Matt Nagy right now in Chicago. Whew, that guy's gone. It's kind of funny to listen to him, though. I'm not gone. Because apparently there's some rumors that he's gone after the Thanksgiving game. I'm not gone. I'm not out of here. Well, you know, Broncos fans, you can look at Fangio, and maybe it's not quite what we've wanted the last couple of years, but it's not Matt Nagy. It ain't. The second half of the season will be interesting. The Chargers have hit their stride. The Chiefs have hit their stride. The Raiders are spiraling backwards, as usually is their MO every season, even if they start off hot. But I think it's going to come down to how well we know these teams and how well they know us. I do worry about the Chiefs because we just don't have the linebacking core to cover the tight ends. I worry about the Chargers for the same reason, but we are getting help back. We're going to be getting Bradley Chubb back. And hopefully that'll create a little more of an outside pass rush. Ironic, right? We trade Von Miller, which I still get. And then our problem since then has been outside pass rush. You know, definitely wasn't the Mac situation there in Chicago where the Raiders traded. They had no pass rush and they wanted to get him back. But still, hopefully some of these young guys can continue to step up. And we need to get the home field advantage back. Mile High Stadium, whatever you want to call it, you can call it Empower Field or Mile High. I call it Mile High Stadium. It has always been a differentiator. It's always been an advantage for the Broncos, and it has not been that in recent seasons, and we have to get back to that. Second half of this season, next season, we have to get back to that. It just feels so awkward to not have an advantage at Mile High. So, those are my thoughts going into the next game against the Chargers, and we'll see how that game goes. If we can pull that off and go into a showdown with KC and somehow pull that off as well, we're going to be actually sitting quite pretty in the wild card race again. The Broncos, in some ways, the bye week helped them because there were a ton of upsets around the NFL again. Any given week, I know they always say any given week, it's especially true this season on certain weeks. So until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country and on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.